Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending May 15th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year, 3.6, next year, 14.5, corn this year, 20, next year, 10.6, soybeans this year, 14.1, and next year, 17.9. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of AgriView out of Morton, Illinois. Slaughter hog prices today are called steady to down $1 per hundredweight on slow pre-holiday demand. Terminals are called steady to mostly weaker with top prices from $52 to $54. Peoria called steady to lower today with a top price of $52. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, May 21st, negotiated swine purchases were 12,287 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 71.25 to 77.15. The weighted average 76.03, a loss of 76 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 53.50 to 62.17. The weighted average was 58.80. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 18,934. The base price range, 69.50 to 82.98. The weighted average, 78.78, a loss of 23 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 51.80 to 62.33, and the weighted average was 58.58. Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And if I'm hearing everything correctly from earlier in the broadcast day, Mike, looks like rain is on the way.
Well, Dave, I'm sure people will be active in the fields today and tomorrow because, yes, it does look like next week will be a resumption of a very active weather pattern for much of the corn soybean belt with areas of rain that will again, cause people not to be in the fields. And the rain looks to be heaviest west of the Mississippi River in the areas from Nebraska through Iowa. It won't spare Missouri, but they will get a little bit of a break being out of the bullseye for a short while. And Illinois, it does look like, again, frequent rain. So if the crop is in the ground, pretty decent growing conditions, except in very low-lying areas. Temperatures will be warming up, and we've been so cool that while the corn is starting to show itself, it hasn't really had the greatest of growing conditions, but we do look for warming conditions and the heavy rain that will start to move into the area again next week. In the west, below normal temperatures, once again, slowing crop development. Beneficial rains and snows do dot the northern and central Rockies, the Intermountain West, and the Northwest. For the plains, that storm system developing in eastern Colorado, generating widespread rain across the northern half of the plains, and that is providing beneficial moisture for winter wheat and the spring-sown small grains. Warm, dry, windy conditions across the southern plains. Pockets of severe drought do persist across the southern plains. And the Corn Belt, mostly dry weather. For the eastern sections, will favor corn and soybean planting, actually central and east, although the chilly conditions hampering the summer crop germination and development. In contrast, the heavy rains have started to spread into the western corn belt, and that will halt any final planting activities there. In the south, mostly warm and dry conditions, promoting winter wheat maturation and summer crop planting, emergence and development. Most of the southeast is faring pretty well agriculturally, but so there is some long-term drought in the areas, and dryness does persist, especially across central and southern portions of Florida. For the U.S. Midwest, waves of rain will move across the Midwest over the next 10 days, slowing field work once again. The greatest delays will occur in Nebraska, Iowa, where rainfall will be the most frequent and most significant. Delays are likely in other Corn Belt locations, but they will be brief and some additional progress will occur before the and after the main event. Rains expected through the first week of the forecast period. Follow-up showers and thunderstorms are expected to continue after midweek next week and may not concentrate so much on Iowa or Nebraska, but there will be enough precipitation in the Midwest periodically to prevent aggressive planting progress. The environment will prove ideal for the early season establishment and development of the corn, sorghum, and soybeans that has already been planted. Again, in the Delta and the Southeast, periodic showers are expected through all the way into the first few days of June, and that will result in some delay plantings. However, most of the showers brief and light enough to allow some field progress to advance. Southeastern states will see more infrequent shower activity through the first couple days of June and will have mostly favorable planting conditions. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 828.5, down 1.5, last trade up 6.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat 778, unchanged, last trade up 3. December 814, unchanged, last trade up 3. July corn 608, up 3/4, last trade up 1.25. December 634.5, up 1, last trade up 1. Take it out to next July 660, down 0.5, last trade up 1.5. July beans 1350.25, up 1.25, last trade up 13.25. November 1355, unchanged, last trade up 11.5. July of 2009, 1393, down 0.25, last trade up 15.25. July soybean meal, 332.50, unchanged, last trade up $3. July soybean oil, 63.55, up 30, last trade up 24. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview out of Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Export sales actually pretty good, although I have to say the shipments looked a little disappointing to me.
Yeah, the shipments are a little disappointing, but we have to keep in mind that ocean freight rates have just skyrocketed over the last couple of weeks. If you look at the difference between beans moving out of South America and beans moving out of the U.S. Gulf, from a cost of shipping standpoint, you're looking at about 70 cents premium at the U.S. Gulf. I really thought that the bean export bookings were outstanding, came in at 14.1 on old crop and nearly 18 million on the new crop. We'll be up 10 to 15 cents there. Census Bureau crush came out kind of negative, but I don't think the market will pay a whole lot of attention to that.
Turn your attention to the corn.
On the corn, Dave, 20 million bushel old crop bookings. A lot of that's probably going to be shifted into this new crop, 10.6 million there. I think the big question is what kind of U.S. corn conditions are we seeing? I'm hearing some areas that have real stand issues. Specs have been buying again, but it's still on the light side. We're only going to be a penny, maybe as much as a nickel higher in the corn.
And a lot of talk about replanting in southern Illinois, southern Indiana, parts of Ohio. Is the replanting issue fully in the traders' minds yet?
I think not. I think right now people are hearing reports from a lot of central Illinois that the stands are good to excellent, and that's about as far as their reach is going right now.
And weather models looking a lot wetter for Iowa, too.
Yeah, they are. Some of the biggest stand issues that I'm hearing are into the eastern part of Nebraska, western Iowa, where rains have been big.
Yeah. Turning your attention to the wheat, what are we seeing there today?
We'll be 3 to 5 higher in the wheat. I think export bookings there came in on the light side. Of course, we're winding down this old crop year, but we only had just under 15 million bushels of new crop wheat. Commercials were supporting the market yesterday, at least early. I think there's a little bit of concern over spring wheat stands, the emergence there, dry areas in the Montana and our western part of the Dakotas.
What do we make of the fact that it appears that the deferred contracts are leading the rally higher? And I'm thinking 2009 and 2010.
Yes. There's just a lot of unknowns as we go out into those new crops. And that's kind of the thing that's driving this market. You would think if these were really bull markets, we would see these front months rallying hard.
Yeah, and it looks like bear spreading is also working in the soybeans lately.
Absolutely. We have seen the November go to a premium over July this week.
Yeah, the first time that's happened since last May, I think.
Yes, it is, just about a year's time.
Mm. Turn your attention to CME Livestock, please.
At the Merck, I expect the cattle will be up 10 to 40 points. I expect to see some decent cash trade today. A lot of uncertainty over South Korea. Futures market in the hogs will probably be mixed, up 30, maybe down as much as 40 cents. Cold storage report comes out this afternoon. People are really looking at the belly and the ham numbers there.
About 30 seconds, a piece of advice for grain hedgers?
Oh, man, Dave, I think that you're pretty cautious in here. I would look at puts on the corn only. I cannot fathom buying options at all on the beans. Way too pricey.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You have a great day. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Moreton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web with analysis 24/7 at WILLAG.org.